Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is calling on the international community to work urgently to ensure that nuclear weapons do not get into the hands of terrorists or others who want to do harm. We get more now from VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas.
President Obama says the summit resulted in important commitments by more than 50 nations to improve nuclear security. But with terror groups like Islamic State bent on obtaining nuclear materials, their work is far from done.
No terrorist group has yet succeeded in getting their hands on a nuclear device. Our work here will help ensure that we're doing everything possible to prevent that.
27 nations and Interpol agreed to take action to prevent so-called insider threats, or threats by personnel with access to nuclear and radiological materials. North Korea's nuclear and long-range missile tests were a key focus of the talks. Obama and the leaders of Japan and South Korea called for strict enforcement of tough new UN sanctions. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
Also at the Nuclear Security Summit, President Obama said Tehran has to do more to prove to global firms that Iran is a safe place in which to do business. He said Iran so far has followed the letter of the nuclear deal with six world powers, but its provocative actions may be scaring off businesses. An attack by an unmanned U.S. aircraft in Somalia has killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab militant group. Hassan al-Dur led a team of Al-Shabaab assassins. He was named by the Somali government last year on a most wanted list of 12 Al-Shabaab members involved in terrorist attacks on the capital, Mogadishu. This is VOA News. UN Refugee Agency is calling for safeguards before refugees and migrants are deported from Greece to Turkey, as required under a deal between the European Union and Turkey. UNHCR says measures must be taken to ensure that the human rights of all of those returned are protected. Lisa Schlein reporting from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says many of the necessary safeguards are lacking. These concerns are supported in a recent Amnesty International report, which alleges Turkey has forcibly returned thousands of refugees to Syria. The UN Refugee Agency says it does not object to the return of people who have not asked for asylum and are not in need of international protection. However, it adds the human rights of these people also must be respected. The agency reports 51,000 refugees and migrants are in Greece, 5,000 are on the islands, and the rest on the mainland. It says conditions in the detention facilities are overcrowded, unsanitary, and need to be improved quickly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former British colony of Australia wants Britain to stay in the European Union. Julie Bishop is Australia's foreign minister, and she told reporters that she spoke with British Prime Minister David Cameron and said he told him about the Australian position at a meeting here in Washington on the sidelines of the Nuclear Security Summit.
Australia believes it would be in our interests if a strong United Kingdom remained a part of the European Union. The EU is a significant trading partner for us. A strong UK as part of the European Union would be in Australia's interests.
Britain's entry into the EU in 1973 was widely considered a betrayal in Australia, upending decades of tradition and a host of tariff agreements, but now Britain takes only 2.5% of Australia's exports, while China takes more than 31%. Britain holds a referendum on EU membership on June the 23rd. Vietnam's National Assembly has elected a top police official as its next president. As the country moves through a political transition that will see a new prime minister elected in the coming days, Vietnamese lawyers named Tran Dai Quang to the presidency, a largely ceremonial role, the position that makes him the second highest official in the country as the head of state and the top military commander. Challenges facing Quang include a territorial dispute with China in the South China Sea. Quang has also vowed to raise Vietnam's profile in the international community. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.